Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you say, Coach?
Let's just say this: 1-0, baby. That's all you can. That's all you ask for, right?
That was the goal. That was the goal. To walk off that field, be 1-0.
That's right. Again, was it? You know, I was going to ask with all the first games that you coached. You know, did you always have things, hey, man, that's just it's part of being in your first game. You can do better. Improvement from week one to week two is obvious.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I tell you, you know, there's nothing like winning a game like that. You know, Cincinnati, you know, they're respectful. They're a very respectful team because of what Coach Fickell's done the last 2 years.
Right.
He was in the playoff last year. And so, you know, I could see Arkansas last 4 or 5 years, they could lose that game.
Very yeah, easily. Sure.
But now
yeah.
With Pittman, you know, it's different. And, again, there was 2 or 3 times you felt, hey, Arkansas go ahead and blow this thing out.
Yeah.
Had their chances, go ahead and make that separation. But that's what's good about going in on Sunday, as you know, David, is, hey, one, coach can get on you just a little bit harder, and we're going to get a little bit better. And always between game one and game two, let's go. We got a chance for big improvement.
What were the things, Houston, that you liked, that you saw, and what were the things that were concerning?
Well, I tell you, I always like that number 5.
Yep.
I like that number for some reason. That number,
yes. Yes.
But anytime you get Sanders, you get him over 100. Boy, that's a good feeling. And, of course, KJ Jefferson.
Yep.
KJ Jefferson, boy, he does look better and take his legs, and to me, that's the difference in the game. You know, he's like the 12th man. It makes a little, it makes it hard on defensive coordinators when they know, hey, we got to defend this pass, and he puts the ball in the belly of a back. The linebacker step up, he can throw behind him, and then all of a sudden he's involved in the running game. So you got to count for him, and who has Sanders, and who has the back. You got all those things going, and then the wideouts look good. The only thing that has got to get better, as you know, and y'all probably already talked about it. We got to keep the ball in front.
Yep.
You know, the ball can't get over your head.
Nope.
The ball was over our head 2-3 times.
Yep.
And you, if they execute that,
yep.
You know, it's a whole different game. So you got to keep the ball in front of you, as we all know. And got to get a little rush. Got to put a little pressure. Always got to have pressure on the quarterback and make it uncomfortable. But, again, you know, I like how they play hard. And to me, boy, that's been the biggest difference with Coach Pittman. I like how hard they play. And keep the special teams, everything buttoned up, as we saw, you know, LSU, and you see different teams. Always that first week, what coaches worry about the most is, you know, things that have I gone over a goal line enough? Have I gone over just like the extra point PAT field goal? When somebody turns somebody's just – when you assume the extra point's going to be an extra point, it's going to be good, and you don't take care of your business. It takes 11.
We're visiting with Houston Nutt, brought to you by Reed's Metals. You know, that's obviously the concern, obviously the secondary. And then you have the injuries to Jalen Catalon and Miles Slusher, which we don't know yet exactly. They, you know, Sam Pittman really hasn't commented that they haven't been at practice. Not a good sign. So you take, obviously, two studs there, one All-American level. You take them out of a secondary that, as you mentioned, Houston, that looks spotty at times. And so the question is, you know, that we've been discussing a little bit, you know, what is your game plan? You know, you tried to blitz a little bit, didn't get much help, and that single coverage didn't look good. Do you go back and, you know, drop a few more guys and play a little bit more zone and keep them in front of you, like you said? It's one of those things you got to pick your poison, because, like I said, that's some of that single coverage the other day was not a pretty thing.
Well, you're exactly right. And well, that's where I have a lot of faith in Barry Odom. You know, he'll mix things up, and I think he'll always try to put the player in the best position. And I think he'll probably play a little bit more zone. The good news is, when you watch South Carolina, I'm sure they're thinking, hey, we're much better than that too. But you know, they weren't impressive. They weren't impressive.
Yeah.
Mitchell Rattler was not. So they're coming to Fayetteville. So that's, to me, it's always good when you got a home field advantage. So. But you're right. Got to mix things up and a little bit more pressure. But when you have pressure, you still, boy, you've got to play the ball. And it'll be interesting how Barry plays it now.
Yeah.
Because because you just can't give up easy.
Interesting, Houston. You got obviously South Carolina coming to town. Roger and I read an article today by Bob Holt talking about y'all's whipping them in 2007, where you guys had 200 yards rushing in the first quarter. It was 21-7. It obviously ended up with 548 rushing alone. And the story was that so Shane Beamer was the outside linebackers coach at that time. I don't even know if you remember this or not, but. So that first quarter, they have the timeout. Tyrone Nix walks out there. They're all in the headsets. And so Tyrone is trying to talk to whoever's up in the box. And Roger, what he said, the guy says, wait a minute.
He says, I think it was still in the first quarter is what he said, obviously. Yeah. And he looks up in the box. And as the coordinator's like, you're up there drawing.
He said, yeah, hold on. He said, hold on just a minute. He said, hold on for what?
He said, I'm up here drawing. Yeah, I'm putting together a plan that we can do some stuff to try to stop
him. And so Beamer said,
oh, crap.
Knew that we were in trouble if we were already drawing up plays to try to stop him in the first quarter. Listen, that was a butt whipping. That was a butt whipping that night.
It was. And I remember Coach Spurr said, hey, you know, we didn't give y'all much competition. Couldn't stop y'all. Couldn't stop you. Yeah, we did some good things on offense, but we can't stop you. We can't stop you back. So he's always funny the way he sums everything up. Yeah. But, no, that was a good night. That was a good night, especially for Alfie Klein and Darren McFadden. They were rolling.
Yeah, do you remember? I remember the vivid scene. You take that visor, and he just would – take it off his head or either slap it or just bend over and grab his knees. Because it was, let me tell you, when you give up 500 yards rushing, we did it against Auburn a few years ago.
542.
It's the most embarrassing thing because it sort of takes your manhood away from you because you're just saying, we're going to keep running it and you can't stop us. You know, McFadden had, I think, in that first quarter, 70-yard run. Felix had a 40-yard touchdown run. And that was one where McFadden tied the SEC record, should have broke it.
That's right. But no, David, you said something that's right. When you can run it, you know, it breaks their spirit.
Yeah.
It just breaks their spirit when you basically say, we're going to run right here and you can't stop it. And it's a great feeling, and especially at halftime when you're offensive lineman, when you come in at halftime and say, hey, coach, just keep running it. Just keep running it.
So, that's incredible.
When you got your lineman saying that, it's always a good feeling.
Well, didn't also, too, aren't we mad at Spurrier for not voting for McFadden for the Heisman coach?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big
one. And a few others, too, because, of course, we're partial, but I really thought he deserved it.
We're partial, but listen, that was he was bitter about getting spanked like that day. I mean, I think he so much has admitted that when he was here at the touchdown club.
He got embarrassed. Yeah. Does he extra credit? Now, Houston, don't blur. I'm going to see if Justin or Roger or RJ knows this. What was
text me, coach.
What also happened that night to make it a special night there in Fayetteville? Does anybody remember? Don't blur it yet, Houston.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Because you read it?
Yeah.
Justin, do you know?
You sound like furry.
That's a tough one. It was the night that they dedicated the field to Frank Brewer, and he came out there to the field, and they had about 100 of his former players, or a couple hundred of his family. You remember, obviously, Houston, that was a big night.
I do.
Yeah. And then y'all delivered. I did want to ask about the big upset of the week, Florida with Utah. You know, we all sort of thought that Florida had a chance to beat them, but the big win for the SEC. And, of course, now they've got Kentucky this week, a monster game.
They do. I tell you, Florida, to me, was one of the most impressive teams compared to the way they played last year. And then everybody picked Utah.
Yeah.
Because Utah is so tough. They've been so consistent over the past, you know, really 10 years. When you play Utah, you better buckle up because they are a physical group. But, man, I thought Florida looked good and really put the quarterback, made him look very, very good because that's what he does now. He can run.
Yeah.
And so they designed things to fit him. And not he's not a drop-back passer, but, boy, they mix things up good with him. And, well, Florida, well, they always do.
Yeah,
have athletes. Great athletes, yeah. But they look different this year. They look different. So Billy Napier has that team roll. That's a good first win. But you're right now. They get a lot of pat on the backs as they go to class. This would be really important. Yeah. Hey, You better have your team ready to go now versus Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky stacked, man. They got some players, man. We're trying to find out where that game was played. RJ, did we find
it's
out?
It's at Florida.
Okay, well, that obviously helps Florida then, but that'll be a great monster matchup. I was going to say, who do you think Houston of the weekend, Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia? Though I guess those three would be the ones. Who looked like the best potential national champion from that group?
Well, it's hard not to go, you know, with Alabama or Georgia. I thought Ohio State, I still got a little ways to go now.
Yeah.
And Georgia's the one, when you lose 15 to the draft on defense, you think, you think that way that this team is going to take a step back. They're going to take a step back, for sure. And you look up, and they are running Oregon out of the state.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And I just got so much respect for a Stetson Bennett who, every time I go to the airport, there'll be some Georgia fans always trying to bench this show.
How about
man.
That? Yeah.
We just got to get a better quarterback. We got to get a 6'2" guy. We got to get a guy that looks the part. Blah, blah. All he does is win.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah.
Great story.
It does. Coach, being down there in Texas, have you been keeping up with a former Razorback who may be joining the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, one of your old players.
No, no.
Jason Peters.
Jason Peters has been signed to the practice squad.
Yeah. Now, he hadn't practiced.
Right.
He's not in game shape. But they've gotten him. He's on the squad now, and because they've had that injury at tackle. So how about that? What is he, 40?
Coach, that's what it is. If Tom Brady plays Sunday, he will be the oldest active player in the NFL this season. And Jason Peters, if he were to play, would be right behind him at 40 years old as the second oldest player. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I tell you what, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
My favorite story, I've told it quite a bit, is that I was coming to watch one of your practices, and you guys were running sprints afterwards. And I remember looking down there and I said, who's the big dude running with the running backs, you know, over there running sprints? Because he looked like he was 6'4", about 2, at that time, 260, 270. Yeah. And he was sprinting with them. I was like, they go, that's the tight end, Jason Peters. I said, I don't think listen, there's two guys that I've seen that the most impressive athletes. One was my teammate, Steve Atwater, just physically. And the other was watching Jason Peters during his years with you. And it just shows you what kind of athlete he was. He was a tight end, ends up being a NFL Hall of Fame, offensive tackle.
You know what would blow your mind, David, if you saw him on a basketball court back in the day. So I'm in high school and in college, he would play, pick up, I'd watch. His feet are so nimble. And Sean Andrews was a lot like this, but Jason Peters had handles. He could handle the ball.
Yeah.
Just moves quick and light on his feet. It just blows your mind. I mean, this guy is still playing today.
I know, that's something. Yeah.
He played football in high school with my oldest son, Eric, down there. You had two guys from that same area, Queen City and Atlanta, Texas.
Who was the other one?
DeCorey.
Yeah.
Birmingham. Yeah.
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 Turned out to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, absolutely. We still talk about him today.
We had Ed Orgeron speak at the Touchdown Club yesterday. I sent you that clip. And funny, part of my prep, I was going to show the clip from The Blind Side. And, of course, when I was doing my research watching that film, saw your cameo in there. And, Roger, do you know what Houston's line was in the movie when he sat down in front of Michael Orr?
Oh, absolutely.
What was it?
There's only one Razorback.
He did. How many times? How many takes did you take to get that done? Did you do it one time or a few or what?
You know, in a living room scene, it was just one because that was natural. That's recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a problem.
Yes.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears, or even one race. That wasn't a problem.
Right.
The one I had to do a few takes though was going to the door with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
I had to get that right. That's where I mentioned you're always holding an Ole Miss cup. She always holds an Ole Miss cup. And she said, yeah, that's where the producer says, hey, why don't you go ahead and say that? Ole Miss cup, huh?
That's what. So it was you ad-libbed that, and the director or producer liked it, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Roger, as an actor,
Roger, I can appreciate that, Coach, because your moment there when you steal that scene and that part of the movie, and then you played the custodian in the Burlesworth movie, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, you know what? That guy's got range. I mean, I'm thinking Pesci.
The bottom line is I try not to mess up 7 seconds. That's the bottom line.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Listen, you did great, and I bet Sandra Bullock smelled good.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah, what was Sandra Bullock like?
Very, very nice. Very nice. Very nice, beautiful. Tim McGraw, great. Loves Tim McGraw, of course, loves football, loves his LSU Tigers.
Oh, he's a Tiger.
I forgot about that.
He's a Tiger fan. I didn't know that. Well, we need to mention that, Houston, because you know we've got clips of you and how much you love music. Our man Justin Moore, who's on the show with us, he has got the number one country music song in America on the charts this week.
In the world,
wow! How about that? Boom!
Phenomenal.
Hey, yep. Not Tim McGraw.
I ain't ever won in Death Valley. Then.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was getting before. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. Before I let you go, what did you think of Florida State, LSU, and Brian Kelly's debut?
Well, I tell you what, I had to keep looking. It didn't look right, and I probably shouldn't say that. But again, I was so impressed that they went 90. I couldn't believe Florida State.
I know.
On the ground.
I know.
You know, first and foremost.
Yeah,
we could be sitting here talking about him if
that's
if
right.
LSU, you know, the extra point. But getting back to your question, I was impressed that they went 99 yards. To me, that was impressive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes in that. They got a lot of improvement they got to make in a lot of different areas. But man, it's just a fine line in it from winning.
Sure,
to losing.
Sure is. Look at North Carolina and App State. I mean, that's had them beat.
Florida, Utah,
that game. What was the other one? There was a North Carolina State, East Carolina. Which one?
How about North Carolina State? North Carolina State is
another one.
And we had a great one on our station, University of Houston versus the Roadrunners, Texas San Antonio.
That was a great
was
game.
A shootout.
Yeah. This weekend had some great college football games. Make you appreciate. Like I said, I thought the Ohio State Notre Dame game was a good game, and
I saw Dion's son hang 57 points.
He only played three quarters.
Yeah. Houston's going to be a lot of fun talking with you each week. You know, hopefully Razorbacks will continue to play well. We appreciate you. We appreciate Reed's medals, and of course RJ.
Yeah. Hey, Coach Vicky says hi.
All right, Vicky, let's keep that going.
Keep it going. And she can't wait for you to come to Touchdown Club so she can come see you.
Yeah, I hope that happens soon.
Can't wait to see Vicky and Tommy both, and I appreciate Reed's medal.
All right, thanks, sure. Houston.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach. Get that pole barn up.
Get that pole barn up.
Get that pole barn up.
See you, Coach. Buddy.